left off on Daf Kafav Amud Aleph at the Braisa, Tanya Amar Chananya Ben Akavya, Kosvei Svarim Tfilin Umezuzos, Hain, Tagarehen, Tagare, Tagarehen, V'chol Ha'oski Melech HaShemayim, L'asuyei Mochrei Tcheles, Peturin Mikriyat Shema, Min HaTfila, Min HaTfilin, U'mikol Mitzvos Ha'amuras Batara, L'kayim Divi Rav Yossi Aglili, Ha'osik b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah. Right, that's the conclusion of the sugya of osik b'mitzvah, except for the story which is just brought a few lines later. But in terms of being new material, an osik b'mitzvah. Rashi only has one line on this gemara: tagarehen halokchim mehem kedei limkor ve'ulahamtzian latzarich lahem. And this Rashi served as the makar of a Magen Avraham, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that the Magen Avraham is medayik in Rashi, that mashmadim osek kedei lehistakir bo lo mikri osek the mitzvah, that we're dealing over here with an individual who is a salesman, and whether he's an osek the mitzvah is not totally in what he's doing, but rather in why he is doing. His kavana is that which either turns him, it's the same act of selling tefillin to someone. But if you're selling the tefillin to make a profit, you're not an osek b'mitzvah. If you're selling the tefillin because you want him to be mekayim the mitzvah, then you are an osek mitzvah. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Tagarehem afshem arvichin mizeh. It's irrelevant. It's not an issue whether you do get profit or not. But the question is the kavana. Dafgam ikar kavanasam ulaham tzien limkar lemisha tzarach lahem im ikar kavanasam. Is to make money. L'histakir lo mikri osek b'mitzvah Magen Avraham. It's a very important point that the Magen Avraham is medayik in Rashi in terms of the definition of osek b'mitzvah. But I think there's something much more essential about this particular Gemara in terms not so much as to where it is brought in the poskim, but more where it is not brought in the poskim. Does the Rif quote this Gemara? This Braisa? Yes. The Rif quotes the Braisa, word for word. Does the Rush quote the Braisa? Yes, word for word. Who does not quote the Braisa? Where is it missing, very obviously? Well, we have, you know, if I mentioned the Rif and the Rush, so where is it missing, very obviously? The Rambam doesn't quote it at all. The Rambam doesn't quote it at all. And we have a camouflage in the Mechaber. Namely, the Mechaber quotes it, but he doesn't quote it. Look in the Mechaber. Kosvei tefillin u'mezuzos, heim v'tagareim tagarei tagarei mechol ha'oskim melech ha'shamayim, peturim mehanochas tefillin kol hayom, zulat bishat kriyat shema u'tefila. Namely, is this the din of osek b'mitzvah? Oh, let's take it step by step. Why would the Rambam not quote this braisa according to his definition of mitzvah? There's no tirda here. In other words, the tirda the Rambam only has. We saw the Rambam follows the Gaonim only when you have a situation where you're dealing with a mitzvah that creates an anxiety, and the anxiety doesn't allow you to get involved with another mitzvah. And the only two examples that we have of that are the holchei drachim. Lidvar mitzvah and the kones besula. Those are the examples of the legitimate anxiety. The anxiety of the avil is not legitimate. Simchas chasan v'kala, according to Rambam Pashtus, is a din of mitztayer, nothing to do with osek b'mitzvah. So this is not osek b'mitzvah. The Mechaber, however, has a broader definition of osek b'mitzvah. But yet the Mechaber doesn't say over here that this person is pater mikriyat shema u'mina tefila u'mikol mitzvah simur mitzvah. He says, pum faker, that b'shas kriyat shema u'tefila, A, he has to say kriyat shema, B, he has to say, he has to daven, C, he wears tefillin. What can't he do? Puturim mehanochas tefillin kol hayom. That's relatively obvious. Why? Because hanochas tefillin kol hayom is only for someone who is on what plane? It's the unique din of tefillin. What's the unique din of tefillin? Tefillin does not allow for hesach hadas. Right? So this person, he is the Kosvei, Tfilin, Mezuzos, Tagareim, Tagareim, Tagareim. They would be Hesach Hadas. This is parallel to the Braisa of Chasan Veshushbinin, Peturim and Atfilim and Atfilim. But they're involved in a Simcha totally. These individuals for Kriyat Shema, for Tefillah, they're Chayav. Then also we assume that they can be, they won't be Mesiach Das from the Tefillin, but to wear Tefillin all day. It's a unique Ptur in terms of Tefillin. Nothing to do with the world of Osek B'mitzvah as a whole. Kol Ha'oskim B'Melach Hashemayim, it adds. So it adds the Mochrei Tchelas. What? The chiddush is that these, in other words, in a time when people used to wear tefillin kol hayom, again, who would wear tefillin kol hayom? You know, someone who would not be misiach dad. So these people are patur from wearing tefillin kol hayom because they are osik b'malachas shamayim. That gives them a reason to be. You know, is that they have a legitimate reason to be misiach dad from the tefillin. It's not. If a person make money without any hesach hadas, in my neighborhood in the Bronx, it was a neighborhood of Holocaust survivors. So one of them had a candy store. So he would sit in the candy store with his gemara open. Kids would come in all the time and steal things. He went to the Holocaust. They really didn't bother him one iota. What the kids were doing. Enough people paid him that he made a living. And whatever candies the kids took, they took. There was no hesach, at the end of the day. So he closed his gemara, left, and whatever was in the cash register was in the cash register. It was not something that required any real hesach hadat. If you've ever been in a real Beit Chabad, it's people will just come in, eat, and there's a box where they should put the money, and the Chabadniks are doing their thing. At the end of the day, they hope that the money is there to cover whatever was eaten. But gamarno, in other words, it's not. You know, it's there's a way of being involved in selling things without necessarily having a hesach hadas. But these individuals who bedafka again have the kavana that they want to help other people do mitzvahs that patters them from hanachas tefillin. Kol Hayom. But basically, so it's found in the Rif and the Rush. Who does Paskin like it? Not the Ram, not the Machaber, but this is the Ramah. The Ramah, the Im Hayu Tzrichin Lasos Malachton Bishas Kriyat Shema Vilas Pturim Mikriyat Shema Vitfilin Dekol Haosik VeMitzvah Patur Mitzvah Acheres. Namely, the Gemara is Paskin like the Ramah. Im Tzarech Letroach Achar HaAcheres. That we had a machlokes, how to understand din of osik b'mitzvah. We would have thought, from a very superficial level, that pashtus the Ramah would follow the Bali HaTosfos of Eif Shalakayim et Shnehem, but the Ramah follows the Ram, not because it's the Ram, but because it's the Or Zeruah. And so within the Ashkenazic framework, you also have a very, very powerful precedent for the din of even if Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem, that Lo Hitzricha Torah L'Troach for the second mitzvah. Hagol Sashri B'Shem Or Zeruah. And it also happens to be the Ram. So this Gemara, in other words, is taken and everyone takes it L'Shitatam. That if you're learning like the Ran and the Or Zeruah, so then this Gemara fits into the general rule that even if Efshar Lasos Shnehem, you're Potter if you're involved in Meleches Shamayim. This is a din of Osig Mitzvah Potter and a Mitzvah. That's the Rif and the Rush and the Ramah. If, however, we're dealing with the Efshar Lasos Shnehem, so then, it's lechora. It's very hard to say over here. Eif shalasos shnehem. Have to be very, very. You'd have to give an ukimta. That's Tosus with gift of an eif shalasos shnehem. If it's a din of tirda, then simply it's not that over here. This is not halach lemaisa. This doesn't fit into the definition of osek b'mitzvah. Yes.
So the mechavers arguing on the Gemara, on the Braisa.
The Mechaber In other words, there are many deos in the Gemara in terms of osik b'mitzvah. We have tanoim who b'chal don't hold of osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. We have tanoim who hold of it and understand it in certain ways. So over here, this goes beyond, according to the Mechaber, the classic drashos of b'shivtecha v'esecha v'lachtecha baderech. This is not.
So he doesn't hold it back like this time.
He doesn't hold. He interprets this. He doesn't hold like the pater min hakriyat shma umin atfila umin atfilin umikol mitzvah samaros batorah. Correct. He holds of the din of osik mitzvah pater min hamitzvah. But over here, this is more the p'tur of the chasan the shushbinin, that they're pater from specific things because of the unique character. So by the chasan v'shbinim, the unique character of tefila and kriyat shma that requires a yishuv hadas. They don't have that yishuv hadas. Tfilin, hesach hadas. They don't have that level of focus. When we move over to the merchants, so it's not an issue of kriyat shema or tfila. There's no kavus rosh over here, but still you have the issue of the focus on the tfilin. That remains.
But meaning the Tana of Shushbinin may not hold the Tana in reference to the Tigrayim.
Correct.
The Tana of the Tigrayim doesn't say what they're... The
Shulchan Aruch is pointing out that according to the rules of Osik v'mitzvah Potter Mitzvah, that he paskins like this does not come under the classic Osik v'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah, and would be more, in other words, again, he brings it over here in Simon Lamed Ches, Sif Ches, Simon Lamed Ches, Sif Tes, was Chasson v'Shushbinin. Namely that.
But the idea that, the way we said before a minute ago was that there's a Chiddush of the idea. That because of their hesekadas, they get a patur. No one in our Gemara seems to hold like that, because our price here is very specific about it's osik mitzvah patur mitzvah, and it's from all the mitzvahs. The idea that there's a hesekadas patur for these people is a chiddush of the.
It's of being the transferred from the chasam v'shushbinin.
I mean, there's no time specifically that.
Nachon. Anyway, it's saying that it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And he took the language of the Braisa, but not the maskanas of the Braisa. Very, very true. Okay, sometimes you just look at it on the surface. Oh, he passes like the Braisa. No, he doesn't pass like the Braisa at all. He just brings the language of the Braisa that would fit in with the framework of Osik B'mitzvah that he's built. Yes.
So the Mechaber holds Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah when it's Yechal Kaim Shneim, or he holds. I think the Ran had this interesting idea that, like, if it's not really Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, but if it's Tirdo that's related to a mitzvah, then we're not going to be machmir
Okay. This also, I should have started really with this. I wanted to come full circle, but you're correct. Pedagogically, probably I should have started with it. Namely, what mitzvah exactly is being done over here by the kosve, svarim, tfilin, umezuzos, hein, v'tagareha? To speak about osik v'mitzvah, we need a mitzvah. So he spoke of the fact that Simchas Chasan V'Kala is a mitzvah. What mitzvah is being done over here by the person who writes your tefillin or sells you tefillin? Yes?
I think maybe just a Hekshah mitzvah.
Exactly. In other words, the key of mitzvah is being done by the person putting on the tefillin. But in other words, you are enabling someone else to be Mekayim a mitzvah. What you have called this, if we're going back to our first shiur on Osik v'mitzvah, what would we call something that relates to the world of mitzvah in an indirect manner, but really is not a key of mitzvah on its own? But take it, it's what what was the language of the Meiri, do you recall? When he dealt with Kones HaSabasula. Srach mitzvah. This is srach mitzvah. This is the, we're in the world of mitzvahs. So this individual is involved in srach mitzvah. A chabadnik is involved in srach mitzvah. Someone who's involved in kiruv. He's involved in srach mitzvah. It's a wonderful world of srach mitzvah. But to not everyone passes like the Meiri. So in order to be able to. To paskin like this sugya, somehow you have to bring in the concept, as you pointed out, in the language of the Ran, of a srach mitzvah that you're involved in the broader melecha shamayim. That this is a srach mitzvah, and not everyone has to hold that the srach mitzvah is going to create an osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. That's, so we see that the Meiri has come mainstream. according to those who quote this brisa, that the Meiri has maybe in Karnisus Hapsula you could learn it as we saw that it's to prepare for the mitzvah, not coming back after the mitzvah. That was the chiddush of the Meiri. But over here, the Chora, we see the concept of Srach mitzvah. And then the question is, we paskin like it? The Rambam doesn't paskin like it. The Mechaber doesn't paskin like it. That this is not a world of osim mitzvah, mitzvah, but the Ran and the Ramah do paskin this concept over here of srach mitzvah. Okay.
What srach was like tail of mitzvah.
Srach means that which is ancillary to a mitzvah, that which is in the broad sense. It could be pre, it could be post, it could be around. Srach, you're dealing with the edge of the mitzvah, as opposed to the core of the mitzvah. There's no kiyum mitzvah over here.
Is not Srach Talmud Torah? Kosei tefillin?
Writing tefillin is Talmud Torah? I know. In other words, that's not the person's kavana. He doesn't even that the Gemara speaks about when he's not Yotze Kriyat Shema when he's reading the parsha in order to be Magia, right? He's reading it in a manner that the Mole and the Chaser will be emphasized, and not necessarily the way that one would read it as one was reading Kriyat Shema. So I don't think there's a din over here of a kim of Talmud Torah. It's kim of Haftariyach Kamocha. It's Gemilas Chesed. It's Dveikus Bashem, Ma'u, Afata, to give individuals opportunities to be Mekayim mitzvos, but it's not. There's no classic key of mitzvah over here on the part of the Kosvim or on the part of the Tagarim.
If you
to
have a Sefer Torah, so possibly you can have write Svarim instead of writing a Torah.
We don't have to. In other words, there is a chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah. There is no chiyuv to write a mezuzah. There is no chiyuv to write a tefillin. There's a chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah, correct. And that, most of us are yotzei with shluchos shodim kamoso halavai. In other words, that we should be mekayim that during our lifetime. But here we're talking about kosvei tefillin and mezuzos as well. Yeah?
And so I wasn't clear. What is Rabbi saying the shita of the Mechaber is regarding osig mitzvah, patei mitzvah, or?
That he is, it does not go to include the srach mitzvah. it's just what is not, in other words, the chiddush of the sugya is not paskin by the Mechaber.
Right, but just everything the Mechaber holds.
The Mechaber himself dealt with the osek b'mitzvah of the ef shel asos shneihem. More classic one. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Holche drachim bayom p'turim min hasukah bayom v'chayavim balayla. Holche drachim balayla p'turim min hasukah balayla v'chayavim bayom. Holche drachim bayom v'balayla p'turim min hasukah bein bayom u'bein balayla. These holche drachim, where are they going? What is the purpose of their journey? What is the goal of their journey? What does Rashi say? Rashi says they're going l'schora, correct?
He only really has that in the what you would do during the year. He doesn't put that in the end part.
D'chsiv, basukos teishvu, ke'en yeshivas beiso, k'shem shekol hashana ein nimna mileches bederach b'schora, kach kol yemos hachag, sheino yom tov, so Rashi is telling us two things. A, that the makor of the p'tur in the Torah of Holchei Drachim is Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru, and the Ke'ein Taduru is that since during the course of the year he doesn't think twice about going to Schora, even though he's not going to be sleeping at home, so during Chol HaMoed he also doesn't have to think twice about going to Schora, even though it's going to cause him not to sleep in his new home, the sukkah.
You would want Rashi to say that, but he only says, just like you wouldn't think twice during the rest of the year to go out for business, so too the Torah doesn't prevent you from leaving your house.
For purposes of...
But he doesn't get there. He doesn't say that.
I think he's saying that. No, black and white he's saying that.
I think that
I mean, the Rashi could have left... Who leaves out the word b'schora? I mean, after who saw had Rashi in front of him?
Tosfos,
the Ran, all the later Rishonim do not use the word schar. They simply say lo nimna milechas baderach, lo nimna lechas baderach. They understood that Rashi was writing schar bedafka, and it's not so clear that they were that they agreed with him that it would be bedafka. Bedafka going for scholarship. What I sent you to was the tshuva of Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe builds on this Rashi, this one word of Rashi, his entire shita. But in my humble opinion, it's machlokas rishonim, and we'll see also machlokas achronim. In other words, that Rav Moshe gives he simply takes the word scholarship and expands it a little bit. What would he say? Rather than, I mean, is it only businessmen? Litzorach. If you want to go to visit your parents, that would be litzorach. Name it, but there has to, as opposed to, in other words, he builds a distinction between tzorach and hano, as opposed to hano. If you're just going for your own personal enjoyment, what we call a tiyul, then according to Rav Moshe, there's no heter to leave a sukkah just to go and enjoy yourself. In other words, if you're going for a reason similar to skora, something that is a reason that is pressing, that when are you going to visit your parents? You don't visit during Chol HaMoed. That's when you're off. So you're going then. That's the tzorech which is mutter. But the fact that you just want to take a tiyul because you have a day off, that, you know, is not the heter. So if you will read together, Ubidvar latzeis l'tiyul l'tanug ba'alma l'makam shelo yelo sukkah mistaber l'finis da'iti da'aser hochei drachim isa b'sukkah hu l'dvar harishu shepturin al koponim bayom hochim l'mischar. He's building on that word of Rashi of schara chiyotzevo tzorech mamash. It has to be a tzorech mamash, and then he wants to bring a raya that the only heter for the Mekabli Pnei Rabo to sleep on the riverbank was that they were holchin, that they were going to Dvar Mitzvah. But if it was simply that they were enjoyed resting on, you know, you go to Eilat, you want to sleep on the beach, that's not a heter not to be in a sukkah because you enjoy sleeping on the beach. And then Rav Moshe ends up with a very frightening Musar that Ne'enoshim al Asei Bidon Deriska Kishim Vakesh Tatzdeke Lemiftar May hamitzvah, that people who find excuses not to do mitzvahs, they have to realize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not happy with their behavior, and therefore he ends up that it's aser. What I didn't send you to, because I didn't see it until last night, or actually early this morning, was that Rav Moshe has a later tshuva in which he clarifies the concept of tzorech in a very interesting manner. So I put it out over here. In other words, Behadim Mistapik Vo Torah. So someone had read the volume of Or HaChaim that we had read together, and then had a question as to whether he really meant that, and so he wrote another tshuva to Rav Moshe. Unyamashka Safti, the Latzeis L'tiyul V'tanug B'alma Mokom Shelo Yesuka Asur. The Lodami Zeva Hoche Drachim of the Gemara. This is not the Derech Rishut. That's only Tzorech Shiatzim Beiso, as opposed to Ta'anuk. So the person asked in the middle of the third line, "Im Yesh Bazechiluk Ben Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Laretz." But the questioner did not explain why there should be, why should be a chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. So Rav Moshe tried to understand what was in his mind. But what's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz?
Isn't there sheet that say that, the mitzvahs are only, you're only kind of the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael?
But that's not a reason to allow for a tiyul in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Moshe thought, it's very fascinating. He thought very, very practically. So his thinking was, someone comes to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot. And this is his trip to Eretz Yisrael. And he's told he can't be in a place with no sukkah. But there's no sukkah in Matzada, and there's no sukkah necessarily by the Kinneret, and there's no sukkah here, no sukkah, etc. So what he's going to do? Miss all these sites? He's only in Eretz Yisrael for sukkahs. So that's what Moshe understood. Does that turn into tzorech? Can you turn a tiyul into tzorech if this is my only opportunity to take this tiyul. But then it turned from the world of Hanoah to the world of Tzorah. That's if you, in other words, that lo kasav tarasa tzvot tarasa tam lespeiko v'lo tam v'adayim l'chalek avul ulai kavanoso le'echad michutz laretz sheba al zman kotzar le'eretz Yisrael. He's very limited what time he could take off from work in America. The kol tircha hagadola v'hotzo hagadola hayisa b'shir shirotza liros es eretz Yisrael. He's coming to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to go to Marat HaMakpelah. He wants to go to Kever Racha. He wants to go to the Banyas. Ve'en go al zeh rak yamim mu'atim. Ulai etzlo hu tzorech mamash. Lo inyan tiyul. Namely, if you ask him, would you call this like going to four adventures? That's what it's called. Great adventures? Some of the amusement park, no?
Yeah.
Great adventures. Is this the equivalent of going to great adventures? You're coming to Eretz Yisrael? So he said, no, this isn't a tiyul v'hanoa ba'alma. That he understands, I'm not allowed to miss going to a sukkah to go to great adventures. Pasha says sukkah there, no? Shelachen lazem istaber shemutar. So according to Rav Moshe, he says maybe this comes under my heter im eno yochol lios odes yamin bishvil hatiul. But who loved dafka Eretz Yisrael? So it's not dafka if a person coming to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say he's going, you know, it's to Pumfaker. He's going to Los Angeles to go to Disney World. That's what, he's going to Los Angeles in order to go to Disney World. You tell him he can't go to Disney World. He wants to go to see the Grand Canyon. He wants to see, the Great Lakes. Namely that Rav Moshe said, maybe it's a svara that what we call hana'a is only if it's a hana'a which is not necessarily connected with this period of time of the calendar. Aval lotzei slitiyu letanu gayitziyu levad asur kishlo yuchal lecha litzoin besuka chen kishesh ezyamu letayel achar sukas eno rashai af beret Yisrael leros, etc. Namely, Rav Moshe allows for such a svara that you can have a tzorech gadol based on your particular circumstances. I have no other time to see Madame Trousseau's wax museum unless I go during sukkahs, and I'm going to be hungry, and so I'm allowed to eat outside of the sukkah because I'm a holech derech. This is my whole chedrakim. This is my tzorech gadol. So Rav Moshe doesn't change his definition; he just changes his application of the definition. It doesn't only mean schora. It doesn't only mean kibud aveim. It could also apply to sites if this is the only time for you to see those sites. Okay. However, Rav Yashiv disagrees. Rav Yashiv is not is in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, which is not on the Bar Ilan, but in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah in Siman Taf Resh Mem, where the din of Holchei Drachim is brought. So they caught Rav Yashiv that as Aryeh mentioned, that Schor is Rav Dachka, that happened to be Rashi's example. Rashi was a businessman. He had grapevines. He had wine presses. But so he knew about scholara. But even without scholara, it's if one is a holech drachim, one is allowed to be mitayel. Rav Yashiv hedges it. That is this really what you want to do during sukkahs? In other words, you know, is this the best use of your time during sukkahs to go to be mitayel? That's you know puts it on your conscience. But lemaisa, if this is your holech drachim, then this is something that you are allowed to do. Okay, so we find that we have over here a machlokes achronim based on the different formulations of the Rishonim. Rashi, who formulates it as l'schora, is the source of those who need tzorech gadol, and then one has to define tzorech gadol. The Tosfos and the Ran, who leave out the word schora, simply eno nimna milatzeis laderech, allow for a tiyul for very very for purposes done. I want to enjoy myself. I want to take my wife to on a trip for enjoyment. And if there's no sukkah there, then I'm potter from sukkah. This Rambam has Rabbeinu Manoach.
We have the old one on the side also.
Excuse me?
We have the old one on the side still with that.
No, the old one doesn't have it either. Okay, only the Franco Rebbe has Rabbeinu Manoach. In Rabbeinu Manoach, in Perek Vav of Hilchos Sukkah Al Chadalad, it appears like the hedging of Rav El Yashiv, namely that a Hochei Drachin can go in his derech, but is this really what you want to do on Sukkot? In other words, that it appears already in Rabbeinu Manoach, such an approach. Okay. Yes?
He doesn't quote Rashi, right?
He quotes Schora. Hochin le Mischar.
Right.
Where did he get the Mischar from? It's not in the Gemara, it's in Rashi.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Also, the Svar of Rashi, though, sounds the other way, right? The Svar is Kishin Shikol Shana Inu Nimna on the left of the Derech. Let's say it's the Derech. The Svar, Kaskolimus Achag.
That's what Moshe said. Would one say that if a person during the course of the year likes, you know, he lives in Baltimore, okay? Baltimore, it's very humid during the summer. And so during the year, he likes humid nights to go out of his room and to sleep in his backyard. Would that be a heter on Sukkot if it was a humid night, to leave the sukkah and sleep in the backyard next to the sukkah? Not mitztayer. And again, it's not as though he's mitztayer in the sukkah. He just has more hana'a being out of the sukkah. So if Moshe Pisvari Yeshara says, who ever heard that Teshu Kein Taduru would allow a person just to leave a sukkah because he enjoys sunbathing or he enjoys lying on the grass at night? That's a heta. So if Moshe says, that's a tiyul. Might not be between a tiyul and lying at night outside of the sukkah. It's the same, you're being mitayel in your backyard. He says that. I mean, Al-Pisfari Yashar, he says, who ever heard of such a heter?
But that does seem to fit into what
but it
Rashi
does,
is presenting,
it,
right?
You don't
hold back from...
That's so if you leave the word schara out of Rashi, then that does exist as a meaning, as strange but true, as a meaningful svara. That if this is something I would do during the year, I wouldn't always sit in my house, I would also sit outside. So on Sukkot, I can also sleep outside if this is something.
You can take that even further, if I like to go on vacations during the year, so I can go
in a chinami.
Go to Costa Rica for a week.
So Rav El Yashiv understood that way. Rav Moshe felt that was not al pisvara, and that was a tatsdiki. That's an excuse to get out of a mitzvah. You don't use excuses to get out of mitzvahs. It's again, where to define it is something which is, you know, like what is the nekudas hamachlokas over here. So Rav Moshe understood that during the year you leave your house for tzorich, in other words, and that's the heter on Sukkot. The Ran and Tosfos appear to say that during the year you leave your house for pleasure, and that's the heter for Sukkot. Rav Moshe, it's a very slippery slope. Where do you draw the line in terms of what you define as pleasure? I mean, you could simply be mafki an entire mitzvah from the Torah because I enjoy being outdoors. I like to live in the Florida Keys when there's no hurricane. I like the big outdoors. I don't like to be in walls. That's a heter, because of my hanoa, because that's what I do during the year. Yeah?
There's an interesting phraseology in the new Icarus Moshe.
Yes?
Abel, it's the line right after we stopped reading.
Yes?
Abel, that says the two latan of hayetzi levad aser, shleyochel echel deshom sukkah. Seems like if the tanuk is about leaving a place, That's not what we're looking for. Meaning, you have a chiyuv to not find this tanuk to leave where your house is, because you should try to make your house now the sukkah and get tanuk from being in the sukkah. Meaning, and Rav Moshe is like, where he's like, if you're finding ways that, like, don't take sukkahs as your chance of, oh, this is my time and do more things than I usually do.
That's a tatsdiki, yeah.
But if you're finding, meaning, if you're in Israel and it's a time you're going to be going to Tehillah and you're be missing something, that's something else. But if you're still at home in New York and you're in your regular house, to find excuses to leave the sukkah, meaning, It's not as strong as the way I would have phrased the first Rav Moshe. I mean, the first Rav Moshe would be, you only need Tzar Tzavel, and it needs to be Schora, and that's it. And I have otherwise I always have a Chiyuv to force you into the Sukkah. But I think, and like, there's no way you can have any other fun in any other way. I think there's like a slight difference
in other words, our problem is in terms of the practical application. That, let's say, for example, is Hochei Drachim, is there any, it means you have to go out of town? What if I want to go in town? What if I want to go to the Israel Museum and I'm hungry? Can I eat can I just go ahead and eat if there's no sukkah in the Israel Museum? I don't have to come home to eat. In other words, am I holchei drachim because I'm on a tiyul? How does one? I'm going to the kotel. Is that a heter not to sit in a? I mean, again, Baruch Shem in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go, you'll find sukkahs. But if you were in America, in other words, that there's not a sukkah there. Is that a heter? I mean, so close up, I could be home in a half hour, but I'm a holchei drachim. Where does one draw the line of holchei drachim? As we tend to think, holchei drachim l'schora. You're going from New York to Chicago. You know, you're going for schora. But at the moment that you bring in the world of tiyul, I mean, so the world of tiyul, there are all sorts of tiyulim. And that's where Moshe, that's really where he brought it to absurdity in terms of the person wants to sleep in his backyard under the sky. You know, it's just like to sleep on the grass under the sky. That's his hanah during the course of the year as well. Would anyone say that that's a heter to leave the sukkah, to sleep on the grass next to the sukkah, as opposed to inside of the sukkah? Okay, b'seder. This whole echdrachim is chayav balayla. What does Tosis add into the Chayav Balayla? Kisha Adam Lan Balayla, that's all included in the words. What word does Tosis add?
B'yishuv.
What did the Mefarshim understand within Tosis, or what did you understand in Tosis? Why is he adding the word B'yishuv? What is his Chayav Balayla? Let's offer two options. Is his chiyuv balayla to find a sukkah and sleep in it, or is his chiyuv balayla, what's the alternative?
To build
a sukkah. What does Tosfos imply? What can you infer from Tosfos? Chayav kishadam lan balayla bi yishuv. To find. In this yishuv, probably there is a sukkah. So go find a sukkah. Find a sukkah. That's your chiyuv. But you're not chayav to build a sukkah. However, if you look in the Meiri quotes a machlokas. The Meiri quotes a deya, v'chein kosvu shahochei drachim l'dvar harashus chayavim b'shas chanayasam af la'asot suka mitchila. Build it from scratch. She'im b'suka mitzuya af l'dvar mitzvah kein. Kol she'ein bitul etzel ha-mitzvah b'kach. If the sukkah is around, that's or chayu. That's a chen kosvu, whoever that may be. Umikom akom anam afarshim, says the Meiri shel dvar mitzvah, af besukah mezumenet lehem kein. You don't have to sleep there if it's going to cause you anxiety, etc. Uledvar reshus, ein sham chiyuv ela b'yesh sham sukah b'mokam chanayosam, shal yu chayavim la'asos ha-mitchila, v'chein ha-min-hag. How exactly would you understand the machlokas over here? What's the chakira that you would raise? That you would have two sides as to whether you have to find a sukkah or build a sukkah. Again, this is an individual who is in the rubric of holchei drachim. Right? That's the framework that he's in. He's in the framework of holchei drachim. Now it's layla. Now there is no anxiety. There is no. He's not a holech, etc. So at this point, he should be in a sukkah. What is the issue as to whether he should find a sukkah or build a sukkah?
It sounds like he's connecting it to the contrast with mitzvah, which relates to the machlokas of Tosfos and the Rambam. I mean, he's saying it has to be something that the Torah mitzvah doesn't cover. It seems to be the idea.
Whether you hold Yesh Lassish time.
And then this is one level lower.
Again, I don't want to move to Osek B'mitzvah. This person is not an Osek B'mitzvah. He's a Holech Drachim. The Ptur of Holech Drachim is Teshvu Ke'en Taduru. Okay, so start from there. Teshvu Ke'en Taduru. And now?
You normally wouldn't leave home carrying large pieces of wood and schach in order to make a sukkah. So you're putter during the day, but somehow you, according to your theory, you'd be hired to bring everything with you, apparently, or at least plan in some way to be near things to build it.
That's more when you're staying, wherever you're staying overnight in this place, is that called your yishuv, or is that not called your yishuv? Does that bring about a yishuv and sukkah? That's not really your regular yishuv, so it doesn't bring about a chiyuv and sukkah.
I think that I would go in Ben's direction. Just try and... We pointed at holchei drachim it has a p'tur misuka because teshuvut came to do it. How do we view the whole hesderah at night? He is no longer holech. He's still baderech.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, we've taken out the holech, but he's still baderech. Do we still have a p'tur of teshuv ke'in taduru? Teshuv ke'in taduru would mean that you would not have to build a sukkah. Teshuv ke'in taduru would mean that if the sukkah is easily available, you would go to it. Right? In other words, the question is as to whether he is still in this framework of teshuv of holchei drachim with the p'tur teshuv ke'in taduru when the holech falls off and the derech remains, or do we say the moment the holech falls off? So now there's no p'tur. He's like every Jew called Ezrach Yisrael Yeshuv Basukot, the same way that he would have built a sukkah had he been home. So he builds a sukkah here as well. In other words, the issue is within the holchei drachim, where do you put the stress, on the holech or on the drachim? Yes.
I mean, everybody agrees, right, that there's a difference between he's walking and he's not, right? That suddenly some level of chiyuv kicks back in. So I'm saying, doesn't everybody, I mean...
No, the level of chiyuv, the question is, the level of chiyuv that kicks back in on the level of teshuv ke'in taduru, in other words, that he's still basically within the world, within the p'tur of teshuv ke'in taduru, and within the world of teshuv ke'in taduru, you're not going to build a home, or do we say no, that this whole p'tur of teshuv ke'in taduru falls off the moment you're no longer a holech.
So there's a different gedder of teshuv ke'in taduru, whether you're walking or whether you're resting, so you could still, I mean, even if the whole time teshuv ke'in taduru, one, you could be totally patur because you're walking, and one, when you get to a yishuv, you'd have to...
Right, then you'd have a different, right, with a different application of teshuv ke'in taduru, but the p'tur still exists, or do we say the p'tur no longer exists at all? Look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Holchei drachim bayom, p'turim min hasukah bayom, v'chayavim b'rayo. Holchei drachim b'rayo, p'turim b'rayo, chayavim bayom. Haga, look at the Ramah. V'davka sheyuchlu limtso sukah, aval em einam motzim sukah, yuchalo leilech ledarko, aval pi shelo yeshuba lo bayom, v'lo b'layla, kishar yemos hashana sheino miniach darko mishum sukah. V'afal pi sheino holech rak bayom, patur af b'layla de'in lasos sham dira. What does the Ramah appear almost black on white? Again, we have two opinions. We have the opinion of a Chayn Amru within the Meiri that you have to build a sukkah. And then we have the Meiri himself and the Mashmalus of Tosfos, right, that he wrote the word Yishuv, that he only has to chayav limtza, only has to find the sukkah if it's pre-existing. What does it appear from the Ramah? Again, the language of the Ramah Hagah, v'dafka sheyuchu limtso sukkah, aval em eina motzim sukkah, yachol lechet v'darko, etc. L'chora? Ma? L'chora, borrow that it's the Meiri, except that the Bir Halacha, al-Atar, says no. There's a machlokes achronim, what the Ramah meant, the Bir Halacha in front of you. Da'ada achronim l'chulaki p'perushim, da'as ha'bavush, ma'asham r'peturim bayom, haino eitzar ha'amti mile'achot sheyigil l'sukkah. That's what I would have said as well, my humble opinion. However, if you skip down 2 lines from the bottom, Das Hamogen Avram, the Masham of Turman Asuka Bayom, Hainu Afkeshi Yira Malon, Potem Yitroch Laso Sham Suka Beisa Okel, Vachayav and Balaila, La Asos Sham Suka, Kevan Shenoksham, Afilu Mlane Tzol Nochri, and Yesha Mimala Sotsuka, as long as the raw materials exist, you have to build a sukkah. And so the I didn't quote the entire, I had to put dot dot dot. If you look in the Bir Halacha, he quotes a Machlokes Achronim, on which, on the side of the, who was the first one he quoted over there? The Levush? On the side of the Levush, you have the Chayyadam, Rav Yaakov Emdin, the Grah, and the Mishnah Berurah. That's where he paskins. On side of the Magen Avraham, you have Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who is no slouch, and the Derech HaChayim. In other words, you have, it's a, in other words, that this machlokes Rishonim is a machlokas achronim as well within the language of the Ramah. Even though, again, I think the Ramah is pretty much black and white, but we have the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, etc. Understand that at night there is simply no p'tur at all. You have to build a sukkah if you can find. If you're on a Srahmana Patra, there's no raw materials. You have to build a sukkah.
It seems like if you're stopping to eat and break in the way, you don't have to find a sukkah. You don't have to build a sukkah. But if you're there for the night, you do have to build a sukkah. Like, where do you draw the line? What if I'm like resting for a few hours during the day? Like, do I have to build a sukkah? Like, it doesn't. Where's the line?
The day is a time for travel, and so even when you're resting, that's part of your travel. It's Eilu Masei Bnei Yisrael, Eilu Motzaihem, L'Masaihem. You know, it's that resting is also part of traveling. It's a continuity. The night, as opposed to the Shluchei Mitzvah, that the night also is the time of preparation, is the time of anxiety, is the time of is part of their Shluchei Mitzvah. The night. That's our machlok. That's what Elchanan pointed out. Do we say at night that there's still a residual p'tur to a degree, just if you got, you know, you can only find that not to build, or do we say that the whole p'tur falls off at night? The moment you're no longer a holech, there's no p'tur of derech. That remains the machlok of Sachronim. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabban. Shomrei ha'ir by, yes?
It's kind of that point of the Mihiri Cheshbon, it doesn't work out within Tosos, because the Tosos holds the Yeshev only by Osek Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah Yeshev Akai Mishneim. He says also by the, also by the whole Klei Drachim, he says that it's Keshevon Vandalai with the Yeshev, meaning only when it's, only when it's, he's only Chai when it's Yeshev Akai Mishneim.
Again, this is not, we're not dealing over here with Osek Mitzvah, we're talking over here about.
The Mihiri says that it has to be. I mean, whatever, it has to be less than the p'tur of osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Because otherwise there's no...
Correct.
Right, so Tosfos holds that osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah is when it's e'ef shel akayim shneim, right?
Correct.
So I think that according to the Mi'iri, then he should have said here that this p'tur is less. So therefore you'd be chayiv even when it's, even if you have to build it from scratch.
I'm trying to understand your cheshbon. I know you have a cheshbon. I just don't understand. I'm sorry. What over here is the your in other words? What do you?
I'm putting batching it up, but I thought the Mi'iri said, like he said, we hold. We come up manam parshim shol divine mitzvah the stuff that is a menace that came. That like the Ran. He said we hold like the Ran that you're pater by mitzvah even if it would be afshar. And then he says with varshus in sham chiyuv. Ela b'shiyishem sukkah b'makom chan yachom. Then you're chayav if there's a sukkah in the yishuv, but not that you're chayav from scratch. So I think Tosfos sort of is.
In other words, you want to distinguish between Tosfos and the Mi'iri. You're correct. They both have a common denominator, but the reasons are different. In other words, within the reasoning of the Mi'iri, that would his. The svar of the Mi'iri would not apply to Tosfos, but Tosfos b'cholzot still holds that the level of chiyuv is only a level of mitziyah sukkah as opposed to binyan sukkah. But you're correct. The svar of the Mi'iri would not apply to Tosfos. Right. Okay, shomrei ha'ir bayom p'turim en hasukah bayom v'chayavim b'layla shomrei ha'ir b'layla p'turim en hasukah b'layla v'chayavim bayom shomrei ha'ir bein bayom ubein b'layla p'turim en hasukah bein bayom ubein b'layla. What over here is the p'tur of Shomrei Ha'ir. Oh, so far, what do we, is this Osei Mitzvah Patana Mitzvah? Is this Mitzta'er? Is this Holchei Drach? What over here is the p'tur? Is there a Teshuva Kein Tzaduru? What? So is it possible to say that we have over here Osei Mitzvah? That there's a mitzvah nishmartem ma'od nafshat seichem. There's a mitzvah to go to war. It's a mitzvah that they're oskim b'mitzvah. Okay, that's very possible. I didn't find anyone who says it. That's not a raya because did you find anyone who says it? Excuse me.
I heard people saying tzarav gadol or something like that. There's a real mitzvah to have
So I don't know. In other words,
does he just like tries to like get it, tries to push it close to mitzvah?
So I quoted the Meiri. If you turn over the page, I quoted the Meiri. I think he's going a different direction. Shomrei ha'ir b'yom p'tur min asuka b'yom chayavim b'alayla. Shomrei ha'ir b'alayla p'tur min alayla chayavim b'yom. Af al pi, she'ein kan mitzvah. He says black and white. There's no mitzvah involved. This is not osik b'mitzvah. Mikol makom tzad hechreach yesh b'kach mitzad ha'malchus o roshei ha'ayarot. What is tzad hechreach? How would you translate those words into halachic terminology?
Onus.
That these individuals are anusim, namely that the government insists that there be these shomrim, and so these people, you know, this is they're anusim. They have, but the Gemara is telling us they're only pater as to the degree of onus. When they're anusim, they're pater. When they're not anusim, they're chayiv. That's what, you know, it's you're a soldier, so you have to carry a rifle on Shabbos when you're on duty. When you're off duty, put the rifle down. You don't have to carry it when you're. Let's assume that I know in Eretz Israel soldiers carry the rifles even when they're off duty. Well, they have to. Let's assume that you're in a different army that only when you're on duty you have to be involved in Chilul Shabbos, even if it's a terms of Muktzah, Drabanan, etc. When you're off duty, you're Chayav. You know, the truth doesn't exist. That was Pierce going to the Meiri. Now he moves it over. From, totally different from anything we've seen previously, but he's the only one. He's the only Rishon that I saw that gives a reason. So the other Rishonim, maybe they felt that it was Dvar Mitzvah. Maybe they felt it was Dvar Mitzvah. I'm trying to think of what else that we learned that would be relevant over here.
I mean, later on we'll have a focus whether Keshu came to do it can apply here.
So let's continue a little bit. And here we move over more into Aryeh's Teshuvah Kenton. Shomrei Ginot Upardesim. Peturin Bein Bayom Ubein Balayla. What is the issue of Shomrei Ginot Upardesim? Okay, so let's continue a little more. You're correct. Velevdu Sukkah Hasam. What's the whole issue? Why should they be potter? Why can't they do both? V'leisvu abai amar teishvu ke'ein taduru rava amar pirtza kara leganov. My benayu de kamintar karya de peri. That then rava's svara would fall off and abaye's svara still exist. Okay, so let's take both sides. The shomrei ginos upardesim. According to Abaye, we're dealing with an issue of Teshvu Ke'ein Tadur. How does Rashi explain? Kederech Shehudar Kol Hashanah Bebeso Hiskikaso Torah Lohaniach Niraso V'Lodur Kan Besuka Im Mitosav Ukle Tashmisho Umatzatav. That's the ideal. V'ze, this individual who is the Shomer Gina Upardes Eino yochol havian sham mipnei hatorach. What over here is, in other words, how would you define the ptur according to Abaye?
What do you mean? How do you define?
What? There was Teshuv Kein Tadur up to now. We spoke about mitzta'er. We spoke about hochei drachim. We were dealing with very specific situations where even had you been in your home, you would have left your bedroom because of some circumstance. That's not what Rashi is saying over here in Abaye. He's saying over here, teshu kein taduru means you have to move your furnishings out to your sukkah. You're not going to move your furnishings out to the middle of a field. That's a new concept of Teshuv Kein Taduru, no? Namely, Teshuv Kein Taduru is a double-edged sword. There's a chiyuv and there's a ptur. Right? The chiyuv is Teshuv Kein Taduru, that one is supposed to, that the furnishings of one sukkah should be. That's the Gemara on daf kaf chesem a days. Kol shivas yamim, adam osa sukas o keva ubeso arai. The Brice explains, hayilo kelim na'im ma'alon lesuka, matzos na'os ma'alon lesuka, ochel v'shose umetayo besuka. So over here, Abaye is saying that since part of the kiyum of Teshu Kein Taduru is to have a sukkah with kelim na'im and matzos na'os, and that in the circumstance of the pardes is something which is beyond a normal hishtadlus, so therefore you're potter from sukkah. This is, in other words, it's very, very different Teshu Kein Taduru than what we've seen up to now. It's a different application that we're saying that it's not that we have a p'tur because in your house you would not have been there. We're saying that we have a p'tur because you can't be mekayim the chiyuv of Teshu Kein Taduru to its l'chatchila ultimate level. To its ultimate level. Yes?
If I had gone on every Lachid Rachim, meaning any Lachid Rachim is not going to be able to bring his couch on his back.
And the whole Lachid Rachim, you don't have to come on to what Abaye said. In the whole Lachid Rachim, we say that a person leaves his own house during the course of the year, so he can leave his house on Sukkot. That's the whole Lachid Rachim that we saw earlier.
He should be Pater and Nay. He's here at Barlai, or something.
Excuse me?
So he's Chai Barlai.
Hochin.
According to this, it should be pater. Because
yeah.
there. You can bring your couch on the way.
No, I understand. I mean, no one is going to say the Hochin Drachim is pater. In other words, if you live in Yerushalayim and you spend sukkahs in New York, no one's going to say you're pater from sukkah simply because your Kedim Noyim are in Yerushalayim. And that even Abaye doesn't say. Abaye doesn't go that far. Abaye is saying that when you live in Yerushalayim and your pardes is b'chutzot Yerushalayim, then we would expect you to move your furnishings from your home to the pardes, and that is a tircha gedola, and that's what patters you. No one would expect you to take your bed and your kemnum on the plane with you to America. But when the pardes is relatively close to the home, then we're assuming that you would. That you would want to furnish it the way you would furnish your home, and that is missing. It's a tremendous chidush Abaye, because even the Ritva asked that question. Abaye says Teshu Kein Taduru, and Rava gives a different reason. What, Rava doesn't hold the Teshu Kein Taduru? That's the Ritva's question. Yeah, that's, you know, what's going on over here. Tmiya milsa v'chilesli l'Rava Teshu Kein Taduru v'ha taima d'cholem it's tayer ho chedrachi mishum hachihu. I mean, why does Rava give a separate reason? What's wrong with Abaye's line of reasoning? That's the first question that he asks. So let's see the Ritva's Teretz. V'yesh lomar, the Travayhu mishum teishu kein taduru. Everyone holds the concept of taduru, but they did find it differently. What Rashi meant, or the Rich is coming up with a different definition, but I think it's what Rashi meant. Ein darko la'asos di raso shav. The Rav Zvira le'kulei haylo darshina teishvu kein taduru shelo la'asos suka el v'makom shedarko l'kvo hasham beso. In other words, again, is this within Rashi itself?
Slightly different. Like the Torah has this interesting role in Rashi that's hard to fully comprehend. I mean, Ritva says there's something definitionally about a pardes. I mean, Ugano said, like, that's not a place of a sukkah. And so there's no teshu. One, I think in general, this Gemara seems to have, as opposed to before becoming a turim, for why you don't need one. It seems like here there's no chalos teshu, there's no chalos chiyav in almost in a way. And so their thoughts is because there's no chalos of needing teshu kenadiru in Agonis, and that's not a place you live, not a place that
I don't know whether you should have to go so far. I think that Rashi and the Ritva are simply saying the same, can be saying the same thing, but with slightly different terminology, that teshu kein taduru means that a sukkah should be a home. And people don't build homes in Ginos v'Pardesim. They build, in Ginos v'Pardesim, they'll build a tent, they'll build a temporary shelter, they'll build a watchtower, not going to build a home. And that's the p'tur of Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru. But again, but what Abaye is saying is that the chiyuv of the quality of the chiyuv creates p'tur. That's very, very different than what we spoke about earlier. This is the OP. Taking Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru, up to now, we saw Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru as a p'tur im. If what you are building, is inhabitable, is something that, in other words, there are flies, there is a smell, etc. You would leave your house under such circumstances, so you could also leave the sukkah. You have a heter to leave the sukkah. It's a p'tur. It's a p'tur from the sukkah. Now, what Abaye is working off of Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru also has a positive side in terms of the fact that the sukkah should have the quality, the echut, should have the quality of a house in terms of its furnishings, in terms of its nature. It should be a second home. And so Abaye wants to work off of this aspect of the chiyuv, I think, by pointing out that if this is a context in which you would not build a home, you are pater from a sukkah. You would not build a home in a paradise. You would build a watchtower in a paradise. A watchtower is not a sukkah. In other words, that even though in the first parak we have the dinim of a sukkah in terms of machitzos and schach and zayin al zayin, but Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru goes beyond that. That should also serve as a house. Serve as a house that you have a proper bed, you have proper kelim, etc. And this is not shayach in the Ginos u'Pardesim. Rava doesn't go that far. Rava agrees with the p'tur of Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru in the case of Mitzta'er, in the case of Chola, in the case of Holchei Drachim. There you have a p'tur of Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru. But in terms of working off of the positivity of what a sukkah ideally should be, that if the sukkah ideally can't be that way, that exempts you from a sukkah, that's very radical. Very, very radical. Let's say you have an apartment building in America, and you would not take down to the street your bed. You would not take down your chairs. In other words, it's not something that you would do. You would simply put a folding table and some folding chairs. According to Abaye, maybe that's not Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru, a folding table and folding chairs. That's where Rava disagrees with Abaye in terms of that Abaye says, Abaye Darish, the partali afilu shaloba makam have said kevan shein darko la asod dirasosha. It's not a place where you would put your dira. You would put you if you have a deck, you would put your sukkah on a deck. But you wouldn't put your sukkah in the street.
Maybe you have enough meal between the Ritva and Rashi. If the case where there's no tircha to bring your stuff over.
In other words, it's close to your house, but it's not a place that you would put a sukkah.
And more with Ritva, does it not sound like when he says Shein Dark Alasa Tirasa Shah? Does that not sound like Petur of Lohaya Dar Babayas Kazai?
Lohaya.
I mean the words I'm reading here. Petur of Lohaya Dar Babayas Kazai.
Bayit Kazai, I'm sorry. Because of the flies and the bees and the the flies and the bees could also theoretically be go into your room.
This isn't a place of living. I don't live a place where flies. I don't live by a pardesim.
So maybe that's why Abaye makes, simply says that I'm simply expanding. In other words, that I'm not radical. I'm just bringing things to the logical conclusion. I'm just moving things to the logical conclusion. That if already flies bother me, so being on the street bothers me. Being in the pardes bothers me. In other words, it's not bothers not in terms of its tire, but this is not where I would pitch my home. This is not a place that was meant to be a home. I find to be very, very, very difficult. In other words, it's a teshu came to duru, which goes beyond the classic one, and that's what the Ritva points out. Right? Certainly, Rava used the normal teshu came to duru. The problem is, I mean, let's move to the other side. Rava, pirtza kaparets leganov, that by building a proper sukkah, what would happen? I'd lose all my crap. My crap would be taken away. In other words, it would take away any ability of mine to catch the ganav. Namely, so what over here is a patur if you want to conceptualize it?
Hefsed
mamon. That I lose money by this mitzvah. So the Ritva asks, is losing money a reason not to do a mitzvah? That's the Ritva's question. To me, Amilsa. The two, hechi patar le misuka mishum chash hefseid mamon v'chi yesh adam niftar min hamitzvah bekach. So therefore, the Ritva wants to reinterpret Rava in the direction of Moshe Aaron, that the hefseid mamon will bring upon what? The Hefseid Mamon is simply the beginning of a chain. It's going to bring a situation of mitztayer, and mitztayer pater min hasukkah. Right? And there was, we're going back to the world of Teshvu Kein Taduru through the back door. Kishiyeshu Hefseid Bedavar v'yisle tzara upseida v'ze patrinan le'mishum Teshvu Kein Taduru. In other words, moving not from the lack of beautiful furnishings, but the other side, you know, it's not what I'm lacking, it's what I'm losing. That by being in the sukkah, I'm going to cause myself hefsei mamon, I'm going to cause myself tsar. In other words, that's not teishvu kein tadur. I wouldn't build a home in a place which is going to cause me agmas nefesh. And over here, this sukkah is going to cause me agmas nefesh.
It's not the sukkah itself. It's like, it's kind of like, tsar is not coming from the sukkah.
It's coming from the sukkah. In other words, if I wouldn't be in the sukkah, if I wouldn't build the sukkah in the paradise, I'd be able to be a proper shomer. I can be a shomer gina without the sukkah. With the sukkah, I can't be the shomer gina. It prevents me from my shmira. It blocks my view. I can't see. The ganav will know when I'm around, when I'm not around, etc. You know, it takes away my ability. So it puts me in a situation of tzar. But is that the only way of learning, the way the Ritva learns? How else could you learn? Pirtza karet leganav. Rashi doesn't speak at all anything about mitzta'er, teshu kein taduru within Rava. Is the assumption of the ritual really correct that hefseid mamon? Since when is a person potter from sukkah for hefseid mamon? Is that a right assumption?
Maybe he's assuming it's not that much hefseid mamon. Some hefseid mamon.
So here I sent you to a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Sorry, then in terms of the volume is Orach Chaim Chelak Dalet Siman Beis. The tshuva was in mutar leilach v'gilui rosh l'tzorach parnasato. The case was a situation where a person, in order to get a job, had to have a job interview. If he wore his kippah for his job interview, he would not get the job. It would affect his parnasa tremendously, this job. And once he has a job, he could wear his kippah. But in other words, he would only be able to get the job by taking off his kippah. Would he be allowed to take off his kippah? So if Moshe writes, Nira lefinus daiti de muter, one would be allowed to take off one's kippah. Why? The haladina de gemara rugarof hashitos, have a gilui rosh, first it's a midas chasidus, kazesha adam tzarich naheg midas chasidus, it's a midas chasidus that turned into a minhag tov. And then he points out, V'lachein af shekevan shekvar higuze b'chol Yisrael algorim minag Yisrael kedoshim v'adai lo adif me'asei mamash. It's no. We would not be more stringent than in terms of a mitzvah's asei. The lehefseid gadol eino mechuyav. The ones mamon who ones gabe mitzvot asei. Ayin siman tav rush reish nun vav. That's hilchos esrog. She yosra michol mesh ein tzarach levazbeis al hamitzvah. And the Magen Avraham speaks about the fact ad yisr machat nechasim chayav gam al zeh b'shem bayin yodea min ayin lo im ken kol shekein begili rosh shed that, in other words, that we're dealing over here with an ones mamon and hasagas misra shul parnasato hu efsed gadol yosem yichome she'eno mechuyav. In other words, that there's a very big difference between mitzvos aseh and mitzvos lo taseh. In the world of mitzvos lo taseh, money is an irrelevant factor. In other words, chilul Shabbos is chilul Shabbos. If you lose your job, you lose your job. Okay. Treif is treif. If it costs three times as much, that's the reality. There's no heter of hefseid mamon by a mitzvah lo tase. So if not wearing a kippah would be an inyan of lo tase, like the Taz speaks about in terms of chukos hagoyim, then what Rav Moshe is writing would not apply. But mitzvah aseh, there is a heter of ones mamon. Where you draw the line, so he points out, is it a question of a fifth of one's parnasa, a question of a tenth of one's parnasa, if it's a serious hefseid mamon? I'm assuming that over here, the shomer ginos v'pardesim, this is a serious hefseid mamon, that the generally crops are harvested once a year. Sukkos is chag ha'asif, that this is a time that's now or never. And if someone takes the crops, then that's the entire year's investment. And on that level, Rava, I think, is saying, Pirtza kaparetz liganov, that the sukkah would create a hefseid that would be a meaningful factor to pat you from sukkahs. Not every hefseid mamon. In other words, the fact that a sukkah costs money is not a heter not to build a sukkah. The fact that every mitzvah costs money, that's not a heter. But when you're dealing with a serious hefseid, the Ritva asked the question, v'chi mishum hefseid niftar adam mi mitzvah? So I think Rav Moshe is pointing out there's a difference between a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo taseh. On the level of a mitzvah lo taseh, hefseid is an irrelevant factor. On the level of a mitzvah saseh, hefseid itself could be a factor. So we have then, within Abaye and within Rava, we have a number of options. Within Abaye, Shua wanted to point out that within Rashi, it appears over here as though we have a world of Tircha Yesera that would take us out of Teshvu Kein Taduru. The Ritva moves it over to a world of quality, that this is not a place that I would want to build a home, and therefore I have this Teshvu Kein Taduru. Either according to Rashi or according to the Ritva, this Teshvu Kein Taduru of Abaye goes far beyond anything we've seen up to now, and Rava disagrees with it. What does Rava himself hold? What does Rava himself hold? So within the Ritva, Rava has to pull into the direction also of Teshu Kein Taduru, but a more familiar one, namely Mitztayer. And then again, that's also a Chiddush, because this isn't, as Akiva pointed out, the classic Mitztayer of the bugs and the cold and the heat. This is the Mitztayer which is more of a grumma. It's being caused by the sukkah as opposed to being in the sukkah. While I think, in my humble opinion, one could simply say that there's another approach, that the hefseid per se is the ptur, and that's what appears from Rashi, who speaks simply about gonev peros, leruach acheres, that the fact that the produce is going to be stolen, that itself is the heter. That itself is enough of a reason to patter you from sukkah. Yes?
The question there is, we're putting Rava in the Ptur. That's what he understands.
According to the Ritva, Rava also agrees with the concept of Teshvu Kein Taduru. He also agrees that also within the context of the sugya, that we have over here a Ptur of Teshvu Kein Taduru, but not the Ptur of Abaye, that this isn't a place that he would normally build his sukkah, but rather the Ptur of Tzara, that the hefseid will bring tsar, and the tsar will bring the lack of teshu kein taduru.
Well, when the Gemara in Kav Ches speaks about teshu kein taduru, that's like
That's what I meant, the chiyuv. What's the, in other words, what is the ideal way of furnishing a sukkah? You should furnish your sukkah like you furnish your home. He's saying that that's the ideal way of furnishing a sukkah. But what does that do with the p'tur? It doesn't mean that if you can't do that, that you're potter from sukkah. It means that in other words, that to be mekayim in the mitzvah b'shleimusa, to be mekayim the mitzvah b'mloa, to be mekayim the mitzvah in the most ideal manner, you know, one requires to replicate one's home. But it doesn't mean that if you can't do that, that's a p'tur.
Yeah, it's like an
esrog.
Like you have to, the best is
getting
hood or
esrog,
and if you don't do that, you're
pater. Okay, fine. This seder. Okay, we'll stop over here. This seder. I'd like to move into cholin umeshamshehem. Here, look at the meiri. What exactly is a p'tur of cholin? That it appears to go beyond mitztayer because we have the din of mishamshehem. And what exactly is that form? And then move over into the world of the Girgashta. So the Rosh, the machlis between the Rosh and the, I'll give you a page, the machlis between the Rosh and the Mordechai, and then Emir Tzashem will move over into the world of Achila Sarai. Yeah.
This question was in why we have this Sukkah, Hassan.